Welcome to my first mini episode, or at least I think it's going to be a mini episode. I don't know. But yeah, I wanted to definitely make an episode about this because about 2 months ago, Aria came home with, or I noticed when I was giving her a bath that she had these like bumps on her chest and on her tummy, like on her lower tummy, and they kind of looked like warts. They were kind of weird looking, you know? I didn't know what they were. I figured they would go away. Like 2 weeks passed, they didn't go away. I noticed that they were actually spreading. So it's like, okay, what is this? You know? I didn't feel like they were warts. Warts come from HPV or what? Like that's the virus. It's not always like a sexual, it's obviously not an STD always. But yeah, and I just didn't feel like she had warts. I don't know. I just didn't. Maybe it's motherly instinct. Maybe it's just because I don't know, I'm a nurse. I don't know. So I started doing some research. And I came across this viral infection. It's hard to pronounce, so it reminds me of like Wingardium Leviosa, like from Harry Potter, but it's called Molluscum contagiosum. I'll spell it for you so you know what I'm talking about. It's Molluscum and then contagiosum. C-O-N-T-A-G-I-O-U-S-U-M, Molluscum contagiosum. All right, that's what it's called. I promise I do know a lot about it. I just don't know how to pronounce it. So anyway, it's actually a common skin condition in kids, usually seen in kids. It's viral, which is... I always like to know, like, is it viral or is it not? Because it kind of just narrows things down for me and how I'm going to treat it. So yeah, it looks like little warts, basically. A lot of times it can be misdiagnosed as warts. They do look very similar. It is very contagious. It's mostly just contagious, like, from kid to kid, not really from kid to adult. Like, I don't know, I never got them. I touched them. I washed her, you know. Most adults tend to have natural immunity, so that's why. And it's mostly transmitted or contagious to kids who have like a weakened immune system or allergies or asthma. So yeah, but it is it's pretty harmless other than it looks weird. Or it looks just different, I guess you could say. She never complained of pain, maybe a little bit of itchiness in one of them on her tummy, but that's it. They were on her chest, on her belly. Yeah, she didn't seem bothered by them, but I was like bullied as a child, so I didn't want, I'm always like really aware and fearful that they're going to be bullied. Obviously, I try to do everything that I can so that they aren't. But yeah, so I was doing research, and there are not any pharmaceutical options available to treat molluscum. I sent her doctor an email anyway, just because, like, I mean, I like him, he's a cool guy, but I already knew that he was just going to be like, write it out, you know, like, that's pretty much like the Western medicine type of vibe, you know. And as you all know, or don't know, if you don't know, I am definitely a believer in healing everything from the inside. I do believe in Western medicine. I believe that both complement each other very well. I turned to holistic Eastern before I turned to Western, but I do believe in both, approaching things from both points of view. So I'll go ahead and read you the email that her doctor sent me, because he did mention like some burning thing or something. Let me just bring it up. It says, hello, they look like a viral infection of the skin called molluscum contagiosum. And I was like, oh my God, I was right. I knew it. At least we know her doctor is pretty competent because he gave her the right diagnosis, you know? I sent pictures of them to him as well. So he says, these unfortunately can last anywhere from a couple of weeks to even 9 to 12 months at times, which I was like, hell no, like, no, I'm not just gonna have these all over her body for like a year. Like, what, like, you know, you kids are mean. Like, she goes to a lot of pool parties, and just no, we're not doing that. And they were going up to her neck, so you were kind of being able to see them out of her shirt. So that was another thing. Obviously, by the way, I didn't voice my concerns about the physical aspect of these to Aria. That's very, I feel like that's very important to note. I don't voice concerns of any physical, of how things look. You know, it's, that's not my main thing. I want to know how she feels about them. I want to know if they bother her. I focus on what's going on inside of her. And then because I was bullied, I think of, obviously, solutions to heal the physical. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense. Anyway, he says, they generally will go away on their own as the body fights them off. Unfortunately, we don't really have any creams that can treat these, and the only other way to get rid of them is to burn them off with beetle toxin. I figured that they were going to not have any creams. I just already knew, as I said. And then he says, which is fairly unpleasant. Beetle toxin. I didn't even bother to look that up because I was just like, no. He says the most important thing to do is not pick at them, as you can self-spread them to other parts of the body. Please let me know if you have any questions, concerns, blah, blah. By this time, I had already written up a whole-ass care plan for Aria, so I really didn't need anything from him other than to know I got the right diagnosis, which I did. So I believe in healing things from the inside, everything. There are a few different ways that you can approach the molluscum infection, like from a naturopathic point of view. Many people focus on what can be applied directly to the skin, which I will give you examples. I did apply a few things to the skin. But I prefer to take a more holistic approach in treating the infection from the inside alongside the external remedies. So I'm going to just give you a breakdown of what I did because obviously it worked. This was over a month ago, so I wanted to obviously not give any advice or any example or tell anyone what was going on until I knew for sure that it worked. As far as external goes, there are two essential oils that I recommend for molluscum. I'm going to really learn how to let that flow off my tongue one of these days, I swear. molluscum. One of them is tea tree oil and the other one is lemon myrtle oil. You can use either one or you can use both. I can't stress this enough, you need to dilute them. One time I put straight tea tree oil inside of my vag. Oh my God. I was like trying to cure a yeast infection or something. I don't know what I was trying to cure. I was trying to cure something. BV. I don't know. it was probably BV actually. But yeah, I put it in my vag directly. Holy shit. Like that burned so bad. And it doesn't stop burning. Like I had to like wash it out and it was still burning. Like, I don't know if any of you guys have ever done that, but don't. Dilute it. Like it says dilute. I'm like, oh, I really want the full effect. Don't dilute. Dilute, especially for your kids. Like if it's not for you, if you don't want to dilute it for your vagina, dilute it for your kids. So yeah, you're going to want to dilute these. I always have like a bunch of coconut oil around because that's how I make all my cannabis edibles with the coconut oil. So I just always have tubs and tubs and tubs. So I like to dilute the tea tree oil and the lemon oil, the lemon myrtle oil in coconut oil. You can also use almond oil, I think. That's what I read. But yeah, coconut oil is just good for the skin in general. So you're going to want to just put that on the bumps a few times a day. Another thing, you can use apple cider vinegar. Again, I put this in my vagina once. I don't know why I put everything in my vagina. Honestly, I have put everything in my vagina. I really have. But apple cider vinegar, dilute it. Again, big mistake not to dilute that. yeah, if you want to do that, that's it, that one works as well. I did that. I used apple cider vinegar on her as well. If they're like getting irritated, because sometimes like if she scratches them, or I put a waterproof band-aid on it so she can go in the pool. Obviously it's summertime, so you're gonna want to not spread it. And the band-aid kind of made it kind of irritated it, actually. The type of band-aid that I used. I don't think I didn't. I used a regular band-aid, and then afterwards I used a waterproof. So the regular band-aid kind of irritated it, kind of like it just irritated it. So if that is happening, if any of the bumps are irritated from scratching, oatmeal baths are good. What else? Oh yeah, chamomile tea, like the tea bag. I used to put that on my face for redness. The tea bags, I don't know if any of you guys did too. Probably. I read it like that. I've been doing that since like I was like 12, reading J14 magazine. Like they said to put chamomile tea and milk on your face, and it still works for me. So yeah, so you're gonna want to add like 3 to 4 tea bags in a cup of hot water. Obviously, allow it to cool before you put it on your child. And then I put the tea bag directly on there, but you can dip a cotton swab or whatever inside of the cup and then just dab, dab, dab onto the bumps. That works very well. I just because it's chamomile tea, I like to just do it at night because I make chamomile tea anyway. Good night, good little nightly routine to have going on there. Now let's get into the internal side, supporting the immune system. This is where the magic really happens, guys. So from my experience, the best way to get results with a molluscum is to work obviously from the inside out. It's a viral infection, like herpes, not really. I just thought I'd throw that in there because I'm always talking about herpes because I'm trying to normalize it. But anyway, yeah, it's a viral infection, so you want to definitely support the immune system. I'm a professional at viral infections because I get a lot of them. so I'm always like I when to keep from like I'll just throw it in here just because I it's me to keep herpes is a viral infection, so to keep my herpes at bay, I also create like a meal plan for myself and just different things that I do to keep my immune system boosted, especially like when I'm sick, so that I don't get like herpes all over the place, you know. So I take the same mindset, I take the same like knowledge, and I used it for this. And I basically use it for everything. So it's really nice. Diet plays a big role in supporting your immune system, obviously. You'll want to increase nutrient-rich foods high in antioxidants. We all know, and if you don't, now you do, now you will. Brightly colored fruit. Brightly colored vegetables, those deep purple, leafy, deep green, and purple leafy greens, all of that. But yeah, like my kid doesn't touch that. Put it into a smoothie. It's best to put these type of things into smoothies for kids. One, because Aria's does not like, she's not gonna eat stuff like that she doesn't like, you know? She just isn't. Okay, so it is important to know that most antioxidants in food are easily damaged by heat. So they're damaged when you cook them. I mean, not saying that they don't benefit when you cook them, they obviously do. They're just a lot more beneficial when eaten raw. So what I like to do for the girls, is to make it into a smoothie, like incorporate them in a smoothie, like add berries or spinach or whatever. And they won't even taste the spinach at all. You guys probably already know because you probably do it for yourself. Yeah, so that's a good way. Another good way is to make a plate of chopped veggies and fruit or fruit, like cut them into cute shapes and all that. And then have it with like a side of peanut butter or ranch dressing, whatever your kid likes to dip it in as a snack. And if you have a juicer, Make it in, like, make fresh juices. That's a great way of incorporating the antioxidants into your child's diet. Also, something super important that I learned at, is that when you eat refined sugar, it depletes your immunity by 45%. So that's almost half. And it stays, your immune system stays low for 5 hours after you consume the refined sugar. So if your kid is eating like refined sugars throughout the day, their immune system is basically only working at half its like actual potential. So they'll be more susceptible to things like this, viruses and just getting sick in general. So one thing to limit or cut out is the refined sugar. Okay, now let's talk about supplements. When it comes to molluscum, there are two main supplements that I think work absolutely amazing. One of them is zinc, the other one is vitamin C. So zinc is a mineral that's essential for healthy immunity and fighting off viruses effectively, for both adults and for kids. So to manage molluscum and other viruses, your kids can consume plenty of zinc-rich foods, like if they want. I mean, like if they're not picky eaters, red meat, seafood, fish, and pumpkin seeds have really high levels. My kids don't eat any of that. They're picky. Maybe your kids do. Congratulations. But if not, then they're probably not getting enough zinc in their diet just by food. So you're going to want to definitely supplement that. I prefer to use zinc combined with vitamin C. That it comes in a powder form. They're basically like a dream team when you combine them, as far as boosting immunity goes. The specific dose that will work best for your child depends on their needs and the situation or whatever virus you're trying to fight off. I'm going to go ahead and give you like a rough guideline that I use for my kids. It works very well. You test it out and make adjustments. So my Aria is 7, but she's actually just bigger than her 8-year-old sister. So I used the 9-year-old dose. Now this is only to be used when like you're fighting off the virus, or in this case the molluscum, the bumps, until the bumps go away. Once it goes away, just take them back down to like a regular kid's multivitamin. But while the kid is sick, or while you're fighting off a virus, 25 milligrams of zinc, and then with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C daily. For 4 to 8 years old, it would be 15 milligrams of zinc, 500 milligrams of vitamin C. And then for ages 2 to 4, 10 milligrams of zinc and 250 milligrams of vitamin C. I don't know if any of you have taken really high doses of vitamin C, but I definitely have. Actually, when I was in nursing school, it was called the poor man's detox. Yeah, because if you take really, really high doses of vitamin C, I think the max dose, okay, first of all, vitamin C is water soluble, meaning you pee it out, like you can't overdose on it. But the max, when I was in nursing school, the max you could take is 12,000 milligrams daily. That's a lot. If you're not sick, and you take high doses like that, it's gonna give you diarrhea. It's just a way of cleaning you out. That's just what vitamin C does. So if you do decide to give your kids these higher doses than what's normally like in a child's vitamin, if they start getting like loose stools or diarrhea, then lower the vitamin C down until they're regular, just for comfort. Or like if they're in school, we don't want any of those issues. But yeah, the 1,000 milligrams for her, my 7-year-old Aria, was fine. Like I said, she is taller. She's taller than her 8-year-old sister. So you decide what's best and just adjust it as needed. But that worked great for her. I'm just gonna go over why. Well, I'm like a really big, I was amazed at, because like the girls had, I came up with this care plan for them, and then they went on a road trip for my mom, with my mom for a couple of weeks, and they just got back, and her bumps were just completely gone, and I am so amazed. Like, I had faith in myself, but now I'm like, dang, I'm good. Like, I'm actually really good. So there are basically countless benefits of zinc for kids and for adults too. Zinc deficiency is super common in both adults and kids. And then zinc is, it's needed for all growth and development in the human body. When it comes to zinc, well, I'm sorry, when it comes to kids, zinc is super important when it comes to immunity, obviously, but also gut health, which is a big part of just everything. We're fine. I feel like there's more and more and more research coming out and studies coming out on how important having healthy gut health is. It affects everything. Like, I'll do more podcast episodes, and then when I put out my programs for that I'm creating for BV, healing herpes holistically, and then yeast infection, preventing yeast infections. I'll go into a lot more detail about how gut health really, really affects just those women's health in general, but those three specifically, BV, herpes, and yeast infections. So anyway, those programs will come out soon, and then you guys can, like, I mean, if you guys have any of those or issues going on, then you're welcome. Then let me help you, because I'm a professional at those. When it comes to vaginas, I'm a professional. Anyway, yeah, so zinc helps kids with immunity, gut health, mood, and behavior. Those are big ones, and people don't realize how much zinc affects our kids' moods and behavior. So I feel like adults are super deficient in zinc, but kids are even more deficient because when they have like, obviously they're growing all the time, and when they go through growth spurts, it uses up a lot of zinc. So yeah, it gets used up. But some of the issues that you might not be aware of that indicate your child needs more zinc are things like fussy eating, if they have like slow wound healing, impaired sense of taste and smell, learning disabilities like impaired memory, poor attention span, and then obviously like a decreased growth rate, or they get colds and infections all the time. An obvious indication. But low zinc in kids can also contribute to like them recovering slowly from illnesses, developing allergies, and also developing autoimmune diseases is another one. Zinc is also needed for lung health and function. If your kid is prone to like respiratory infections, asthma, croup, things like that, zinc is definitely something you should consider. Obviously, zinc helps wound healing and skin integrity. That one is pretty well known. If you don't know, now you do. But it plays a critical role in healing the lining of the gut wall. So it has something to do with the structure of with the structure of the mucous membranes in the gut. Zinc like supports healthy connective tissue, so that's how that works. It also helps with acid reflux and heartburn a lot. Those have been both linked to having low zinc levels. So if you suffer from heartburn or acid reflux, like I know a lot of my friends do now that we're 30, all of a sudden have heartburn. So that's definitely something to try for yourself. Like low zinc causes inflammation as well. So to review, I'm just gonna break down the method that I used for Aria that really worked in treating the molluscum. So first, the chamomile tea directly on irritated bumps nightly, diluted tea tree oil directly on the bumps, diluted, don't forget, apple cider vinegar, diluted, Bragg's brand, Braggs, the one that has the mother, is the best one. Just don't even F with any other. Just don't. I promise. It's a waste of money. Just go, just eat, just get that one. And then, like I said, I gave her 25 milligrams of zinc daily and 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So yeah, I'm just going to include these little mini episodes and call them mommy minis, where I'll talk about all things being a mom, mom advice, tips and tricks, all that good stuff. Hopefully we can eventually do like Q&As or write-ins or call-ins or something like that, and just have a community here of a bunch of cool moms. So please feel free to DM me questions you have. And I can answer them, or topic suggestions, or topics you want to hear about, or you want me to talk about. And then also, if you have any mom advice that you want to share, and you want to be a guest, then just go ahead and send me a DM and we can set something up. I'd love to have all of you moms on here. I hope you learned a lot, and I look forward to my next mommy mini. Have a fab day, everyone. Thank you.